ABC News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A South Dakota teenager accused of shooting and injuring his high school principal nearly 2 years ago has pleaded guilty to attempted murder. Mason Buell has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. The sentence was suspended, with Buell to serve 15 years on supervised probation. Authorities say Buell brought a gun to Harrisburg High on September 30th of 2015 and shot school principal Kevin Lean in the right arm. Buell was tackled and restrained by two other high school staff members, and no one else was hurt. Lincoln County State's Attorney Tom Woolman said earlier that Buell was found competent to stand trial. The state of North Dakota is trying to help producers in South Dakota feed livestock during the drought. That state's Department of Agriculture has expanded their hay lottery to South Dakota and Montana. Producers in a more severe drought region or wildfire area and meet the animal requirements can register for the lottery on the NDDA website. Producers selected for the lottery are responsible for transporting the hay from Fargo, North Dakota. The Sioux Falls Little League team is one game away from the World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The baseball team rallied from 4 runs down today to defeat Webb City, Missouri, 6-5 at the Central Region Tournament in Westfield, Indiana. Webb City got out to an early 5-0 lead, but Sioux Falls manager Jeff Riley says he was confident his team would rally. Sioux Falls did just that. They tied the game at the bottom of the sixth and won the game later that inning. They play the winner of the semifinal game between Johnston, Iowa and Kearney, Nebraska on Saturday morning at 10 Central. The game is set to be televised nationally by ESPN. Meat, goats, and tomatoes are the subjects of tours coming up in Custer tomorrow. Participants will tour Pleasant Valley Farm and Windsong Valley Garden. The Custer event is the third in a series of 6 of South Dakota Specialty Producers Tours. Rhonda Burrows with SDSU Extension says the group focuses on small producers, garden and greenhouse crops, and local foods. Upcoming tours include a tour of a vineyard in Volga and the campus gardens at SDSU's Brookings campus. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.